You know, I was playing a guitar festival in Zihuatanejo in Mexico. It's on the coast of the Pacific coast. And great time, you know, there I was, big festival, tons of people, and got to meet, we were 14 guitarists. It was like very beautiful just to kind of have this brotherhood, the slash sisterhood, because there were some females too, just joining together and having fun. So as I'm having a great time and I'm at the beach playing great shows, I'm just getting emails and calls, and I keep seeing on Facebook just how everybody's just like freaking out. Places are closing, all the gigs are canceling, people are like panicking. And there I was at a beautiful paradise, peaceful location. And I'm like, am I supposed to be freaking out? You know, like, I actually had to question myself. I'm like, I feel great, you know? I'm like, this has been such a beautiful experience. So I actually made the conscious decision not to freak out. I was still decided to enjoy myself there. And I even ended up staying an extra week because obviously everything got canceled in Denver. And I had other gigs in California and whatnot. And so I stayed an extra week in Mexico because things were not shutting down there yet. I think 2 weeks later, that's when it hit Mexico. So I stayed there to work a little longer. I booked some shows after the festival. But yeah, so then it was bizarre, you know, to come back to the States. Because when I left, things were quote unquote normal. And then all of a sudden I get back and it was like a whole different world almost. I'm like, what happened? You know, I left for 2 weeks and now everything has changed. Yeah, it's been quite the experience, and it was such a beautiful prelude to this experience, you know, to have that festival that was very successful, got to meet great people, made great connections too for the future. Like some plans to go to Cuba to go play there, and to Japan. You know, so it was a very good experience in regards to my career, and also ignited this part of me to build some change. You know, like build some momentum to attract new opportunities and things that I've been wanting to do with my career. And as I was saying earlier in the interview, we get so comfortable sometimes with in our comfort zone, and having that festival and then coming back to things as they are right now, it seems like all it was meant to be, to get me started on a new chapter of El Javi.
It was almost like a last hurrah there that life sent you of, oh, here's the culmination of everything you've been building right before you enter into this next phase.
Yeah. It was interesting to see it like that. And I feel right now for us musicians in particular, we have, however long this lasts, an opportunity to do networking through the internet, obviously, because, you know, but everybody is on the computer right now, you know, everywhere in the world. So if we tap to the right venues, like the right, avenues of information to reach the right people, we can build some relationships that in the past might have been a little harder, you know, because either, you know, I've sent emails in the past, and when I'm trying to book a festival or something, and, you know, there's probably thousands of people sending emails, so your email gets washed down, you know, like, or it doesn't reach the person. But I think right now we can reach people because they're just there on their computer or phone. So I don't know, I see this also an opportunity to build the network that is so important on this career. You know, the more people you know, the more opportunities you can find.
Well, we really appreciate your time and everything that you're doing, Javier.
Thank you so much for the interview.